What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. And how about your wife?
Oh, yes. She was happy.
Yeah, we had a great weekend as well. One of my favorite kinds of weekends, sort of overcast, sometimes rainy, hanging out, watching movies, doing that kind of stuff. So went out to eat to celebrate mom. So, yeah, had a great weekend. Hope you did too.
Yep.
You said, all right, well, surprised to get a deal of any kind from China yet. I thought we wouldn't be here for a while.
A trade deal has been reached with China after negotiations over the weekend in Geneva. Here's President Trump's trade rep, Jameson Greer, outlining the agreement.
We come to agreement that that our reciprocal tariff rate will go down to 10% on the United States side, so it goes down 115%. We enter into a 90-day pause period for negotiations, which both the Chinese and the United States are very committed to, and the Chinese on their side also go down 115% to 10%, and they remove the countermeasures that they have in place.
And here's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent sitting alongside Greer, took part in the negotiations this weekend in Geneva.
Neither side wants a decoupling. And what had occurred with these very high tariffs, as Ambassador Greer said, was the equivalent of an embargo. And neither side wants that. We do want trade. We want more balanced trade, and I think that both sides are committed to achieving that.
Of course, the market's roaring in early trading this morning, Lee, but what this basically is, a lot of people are saying it's a trade deal. That's really weird. No, this is a temporary reduction in tariffs, reciprocal tariffs in particular, while they negotiate. They basically agreed to a framework for negotiating, but not a framework for trade. So I don't know why everybody's calling this a trade deal. I was kind of confused by that. This is them agreeing to agree to talk and to pull the tariffs back while talking. So, and that makes sense. That was the whole point of Trump even slapping the massive 145% tariff on China. You know, it's what it went up to at one point, just to get him to the table. Because their take on it was before was, no, we will continue stealing. This number was in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, $800 billion a year in intellectual property from America. And they make it cheaper with slave labor, flood the market with it, and come back and we buy our stuff back from them after they've stolen us blind. This is not a way forward for the future. It's absolutely not. So I have a lot of questions about this. I got to tell you, it was interesting, you know, over the weekend, you've got the positives from the trade representatives and Scott Bessent and all these people. But you had Secretary of State Marco Rubio out there saying, What I'm saying, I don't see how we have any trade relationship with China going forward. I don't care what they reduce the tariffs to. They are flooding us with fentanyl. They are threatening to crash our grid, bragging to us as recently as December that they cyber attacked us. Our ex-FBI director said on his way out, his biggest fear is China collapses our grid. They're in our ports, our water treatment facilities, and our nuclear facilities. They are deeply embedded in there. They could take the system down at any time. That's what we're told in the Wall Street Journal. Bragged about it. Said that the cyber attacks against us were in retaliation for Taiwan. And that's not even counting the 215,000 of us they killed shipping fentanyl through Mexico and Canada. Never mind the fact that as recently as a week ago, we learned they were helping the Houthis target our military and cargo ships using their satellites. Those are acts of war. So this whole idea, we'll just buy some stuff from China and everybody be fine. We'll get the tariffs off. That's not the main problem. It's not even close to the main problem. And there's this additional situation. Well, I'll start with Marco Rubio saying, look, you have on the one hand the Trump tariff team out there saying, yes, we're making progress. On the other hand, you've got the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, saying this.
Look, this is hurting the Chinese economy. People forget that the factories where all these shoes and shirts and clothing and all that stuff that comes from China, those are all Chinese jobs. When they say that the containers, that the factories are not going to be sending things to America, that means they're out of a job. This is hurting the Chinese economy badly. I think there's two questions. Can we reach some sort of short-term accommodation with them? That's what they want. I mean, the Chinese are reaching out. They want to meet. They want to talk. We've got people involved in that, obviously our Treasury Secretary. But I think there's a broader question, and that is...
And that is what? And this is what he said.
This is a wake-up call that we truly need to become a country that can make more things in America and not be as dependent on China. We were far too dependent on China. We allowed them through unfair trade practices to deindustrialize us and to use not just tariffs, but non-tariff barriers, currency manipulation, dumping. We've allowed them to use all of those things.
Intellectual property theft.
Stealing intellectual property and really left us deindustrialized as a country and heavily dependent on them. That's a very dangerous place to be. And President Trump is taking it on and he's doing it now because it needs to be done now. It cannot wait any longer. Two more years in this direction and we are going to be in a lot of trouble, really dependent on China. So I do think there's this broader question about how much we should buy from them at all moving forward.
Yeah. How much we should buy from them at all. So I don't know what direction we're actually going in, Lee. I mean, yeah, it's cool if, I mean, look, they don't let us in, to sell our stuff in their markets, which is ridiculous. That's what they agreed to get in the World Trade Organization. Right. We're barred, but yet they can come sell in our markets. I mean, okay, cool. Fix all that. I mean, I hope we fix all that, I guess, if we're going to be a trading partner. But how are you a trading partner with your most mortal enemy on earth that you're constantly preparing to go to war with?
Well, if you're actually a partner, there's really a two-way street there, and
right.
It is, about the lanes should be about the same size, if you get my drift.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing, that this would be if they cut an actual trade deal. Right now, they've just agreed to talk, basically, and to lower the tariffs while they do it. But if there's an actual trade deal, this would be the fourth trade deal that the Trump administration has cut with China. People don't know that. The others... They signed, big fanfare and then completely gaffed off immediately, abided by absolutely zero of the agreed upon principles. I'm going to go back over that coming up. So the idea, we'll cut a trade deal with China. China is laughing their rear end off is all they're doing. They're not going to abide by any, but we will, but they won't. So, I mean, they're incentivized given the past, what they've been taught as well. We never abide by trade deals, but the U.S. does. So let's see what we can get out of them. I was wondering here, almost watching this, if they're just doing this to demonstrate goodwill to Wall Street. Like, hey, we tried. Hey, we'll sit down with them. Hey, we'll talk to them. Because it doesn't matter what they come up with. China's not going to abide by it. And may crash our grid in retaliation. That's where we honestly are. I mean, we could pretend as much as we want. And all of these, business channels could pretend as much as they want. But they're our mortal enemy. And they're just, there's not a lot you can do to make them behave. So it's going to be interesting. You got to think the Trump team knows this, Lee. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also with the Trump administration, you have a group of people in there who will actually do something and react to what China does. That's true. We have not had that in the past 30 or 40 years. Administrations just, that's just China, and just let things continue to go on and got us to the point where we are. And, Secretary Rubio was absolutely right. We've got this. Now is the time. It has to be done now. And this Trump administration is the only one that has ever shown any inclination to do anything about this issue.
Absolutely. And if we don't, we'll just go back to China literally owning our presidents. Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest stories of last fall was finding out the Biden family took $30 million from China. Joe was the big guy. The IRS knew it. The two agents, investigating the Biden family had them dead to rights. And that was in 2019.
And what they're talking about, intellectual property rights, too, is one of the really the underlying biggest issues that does not get enough attention, because that's what's happening. Our scientists, our corporations, our government develops technologies and the Chinese steal it and then sell it back to us at cut rate prices. They steal it. This type of stuff takes billions, if not trillions, of dollars to develop in the world economy, whether it is whatever the technology is, whatever the science about it is, whatever it is. It costs money. It creates jobs, but it costs money to develop these things, and the Chinese steal it. They have a history of doing this. This is the way that China, the Chinese Communist Party, does business. They will steal what you have, build it cheaper, and sell it back to you.
With everybody acting like it's fine,
and China
learning it can just buy our presidents, and
that all
be
changed
fine.
When Trump got inaugurated the second time.
Absolutely, and again, so this is the fourth kind of deal they have with China. Don't expect China to comply with any of it. Yeah. In fact, I think at this point, all China's trying to do is get those factories up and running again, so that they can get the riots off their hands. Because it's an existential threat to the Communist Party. I think ultimately the Chinese Communist Party has to be crushed. I think that they should just live in an embargo. And I think we should put an Iranian-style embargo on them, cut them off everywhere at every port, and truly go to war with them and collapse the Chinese Communist Party. Because there's no fixing this. The second Democrats come back into office, they're going to be allowed to do what they want. Even some Republicans are going to let them do what they want. Trump's got to fix this now. Rubio's right, and cutting a trade deal and then, spending a year seeing if they comply with it, they won't, is not the answer. But I'm sure there's a in-depth plan here. They've got to look reasonable. The trade team does. All right. Speaking of looking reasonable, Democrats get violent in defense of the most violent illegal immigrant criminals. They're not hiding who they are, folks. This is who I've been telling you they are in all the years you've been listening to me and telling you, trust me, they really are that bad. You don't have to trust me anymore. You can watch them on video. They're nuts. Incidents all over the country this weekend. Democrat politicians getting violent on behalf of illegal immigrant gangsters and other assorted criminals. We'll have that coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Democrats getting violent more than once and in more than one place over the weekend. Early on Friday, a group of New Jersey Democrat representatives and the lunatic mayor of Newark, New Jersey, took part in a protest outside the Immigration Customs Enforcement Detention Facility, the ICE facility in Newark. When a vanload of illegal immigrant detainees, and they, I guess, see it as their job to liberate these people or something, van drives through. That causes the gate to open. Congress members and Democrat politicians go wild. They get violent. Shoving, pushing, attacking on video security officers and ICE officers. Demanded they be allowed into the facility to exercise oversight. So they want to see the conditions in which these gang members, killers, child abusers, and rapists, because that's what's in there, are living under. I want to expose them because these folks, to Democrats, you know what this shows you? These are the most valuable people in America. Not even just illegal immigrants, illegal immigrant gang members and criminals. Why? Why are they so upset about this? Because they know their future voters are bought to them, as well as 300,000 children who disappeared. We'll have more on that coming up, where they might be. It's horrifying. They know that their future voters are brought to them by networks of these people. That is why the illegal immigrant gangster is so valuable to them. They will chase him to the ends of the earth, in this case, CECOT and El Salvador, trying to liberate him. The thing that's so surprising to me, folks, Democrats have always been this way, but they've never been open about it. You would never catch them doing violent things on video. They do sneaky things behind the scenes to open up our borders. By the way, did you see the Border Patrol released a video? It's a major a series of major holding facilities that, and it was before and after they were slammed full, thousands and thousands of people. Now they're absolutely dead, silent, and empty. Why? Because you could always close the border if you're not running a voter drive. The prison that the Democrats tried to infiltrate violently currently holds alleged killers, including those who committed homicide in their own country and then fled here after being invited to come by Joe Biden, MS-13 gang members, child rapists, among other criminal offenders. The lawmakers were outside the facility with a group of protesters when the gates opened to allow the ICE bus in. The lawmakers then rushed in through the gates and past security, shoving and pushing their way in. They say they have a right to be there. Yes, but not whenever they, you know, inspect the facility. Yes, but not whenever they care to show up. They actually have a protocol for this. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said, look, we would happily give them a tour.
I mean, I'm glad I can be here to actually give viewers the facts. What happened as that these members of Congress, including the mayor as well, in a mob of protesters, as there was a bus full of detainees going through the gate, they stormed the gate and actually entered the first security checkpoint. This put law enforcement at risk, and this actually put the detainees as well at risk. If any official, including these members of Congress, want to enter the facility and take a tour, DHS is more than accommodating. But just because you're a member of Congress does not mean you can break the law, trespass, put law enforcement at risk, and storm the detention facility.
Folks, I hope Americans are watching this. I hope that they don't even consider giving, look, as bad as the Republicans are, I hope they don't consider giving Congress back to these people as a reward for their violence. But you know what you're watching, right? These are Democrats who've been taught, who believe, who've been made to believe that when it comes to immigration, this goes all the way back to the acceptance of sanctuary cities, which really took off under George W. Bush, that when it comes to immigration and particularly illegal immigrants, they do not have to comply with the law. Special cutouts will be made if you are a Democrat. Assistant Homeland Secretary Trisha McLaughlin laid out what this facility is and who is in it. Remember, ICE right now is rounding up the most violent criminals, people who already have deportation orders. There's 900,000 of them. Tom Homan talked about this over the week. There's 900,000 of them that the Biden administration benched ICE officials on desk to let them roam free. They were supposed to be out picking them up, so there's a backlog. We've got 100,000 of them so far. So they're illegal immigrants who have violent criminal records and deportation orders. These are the worst of the worst. And Democrats are trying to liberate them violently.
I have yet to hear anyone on this network actually talk about who is in this detention facility. There are members of MS-13, known terrorists, murderers, child rapists. There are some of the worst in this detention facility. And I'm still very confused why these Democrats are so hell-bent on getting these heinous actors out of this facility when we have the proper permitting. And actually, in that press conference, those members of Congress actually noted the great conditions of this facility that our ICE enforcement officers so bravely operate.
So
they need fuel for the fake fire. And the fake fire is Trump is rounding up Americans, horribly abusing them, mainly because they're brown. These people, and they don't even speak of them as if they're illegal immigrants. They speak of them as if they're Americans. It's discrimination. It's horrific. We have to break our way in. It's like, you know, the Japanese camps, World War II. And yes, they need this for the narrative on CNN. That's where she was saying that. Never mind that Clinton deported 12 million with no formal process.
I mean, we're talking roughly 20 million or so who broke the law, and there was no enforcement of the law from the Biden administration, which presented an even bigger issue because they were able to come here illegally without any issues at all. Bill Clinton deported 12.1 million during his presidency. 92% to 93% of those people he deported were sent back without a formal proceeding, a.k.a. due process. OK, so look to what President Trump said, 5 million trials. That's impossible. You can't do it. And the fact that these judges continue to get in the way and try to derail his deportation efforts, it's brutal because, you know, to Caroline's points earlier, the Manhattan Institute estimates an average net fiscal burden of $68,000 per illegal migrant, which actually goes up to $130,000 for those with lower education levels. That is a big drain on society. And one of the things that President Trump has mentioned.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Folks, what did I tell you all last year? I said we're living through a jobs apocalypse. These jobs are fake. And if you're living through a jobs apocalypse, and the jobs numbers are the only thing that the Democrats have going for them, and the jobs are fake, what does it mean? All the other financial stats are fake too. Well, it turns out the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which keeps a lot of these statistics upon which the markets run here, is as captured by the Democrats and as prone to hoaxes as any other agency, like the FBI. They've run a lot of hoaxes, Russia collusion. Apparently, the jobs numbers were a hoax, too. On a shocking level, this came out over the weekend. The Biden administration, going into the election, needed job creation. So they got their friends in the captured Bureau of Labor Statistics to fake some. From July through the end of September, the Bureau of Labor Statistics fakely reported 399,000 jobs created in the third quarter. Well, that just got revised down to goose egg. We actually lost 1,000 private sector jobs. Now, if you listen to this show every day or quite a bit, you remember me saying that. You remember my Battleground America podcast saying there are no jobs. We're not creating jobs. Americans inherently knew this. I think that's why they voted the way that they did. Then the Biden administration would go out there and gaslight you. Everything's great. If you don't think the economic situation's great, there's something wrong with you. You're just confused. You're not as smart as we are. No, it turned out the American people were quite smart. They figured it out. Listen to how bad it actually was last year. This is shocking. Biden administration claimed, fakely it turns out, that July through September of last year, 400,000 private sector jobs were created, when in reality, the private sector lost 1,000. Private sector jobs. We were not just at zero at goose egg. We were in negative territory. I've been warning you about that. What did I say? I said it before the election. I really said it after the election because I didn't want to discourage voting. I said what they're going to do. This is a captured agency. These are Democrats inside of here. They're covering for the Democrats. They know we're in a jobs apocalypse. The economy, think about this, has stopped creating private sector jobs. That's terrifying. And I said what they're going to do is they're going to gradually admit this under Trump so it will look like he caused the jobs apocalypse. So folks, the fact that they are reporting any jobs at all created by Trump is a miracle, given what we were living through just as recently as July through September under Joe Biden, the absolute disaster of it. Here's EJ Antoni, who was the first to announce this revision last week.
David, I tell you what, the big downward revisions for Biden administration era data keep coming in thick and fast. The latest from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in the third quarter of last year, a period when we were previously told the economy added 399,000 jobs, it turns out that private sector job growth in that quarter was precisely zero. We added no private sector jobs during that again. Time.
It's shocking. He's saying, say that again, because you have to process it. Folks, if we added zero jobs to the private sector, we actually shed 1,000 jobs instead of creating the 400,000. That was a big lie going into the election. Folks, we were in a recession. We've been in a recession since July, at least. And they're just shifting it to reveal it to the American people under Trump. He's trying desperately not to have a recession. He is dragging every business opportunity in this country he can get his hands on. So these are the shocking numbers.
In the third quarter of last year, so that's the period from the end of June through the end of September, we were told that last year the economy added 399,000 jobs after all the already existing downward revisions. We so supposedly added almost 400,000 non-farm payrolls, as they're called, and And now the latest data from the business employment dynamics report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, these are official government numbers, shows the private sector added exactly zero jobs on net during that time. In other words, the job losses equaled the job gains, a net zero change. So there goes 399,000 jobs that we supposedly had.
So far we're at 800,000 fake jobs.
What was last year's revision?
It was a downward revision of 800,000. I mean, it was absolutely massive. And what that essentially covers, though, is just so people understand, these aren't calendar years. The way the Bureau of Labor Statistics does this is from March of one year to March of the next. So it essentially includes quarter one of a certain year and quarter two, three, and four of the previous year. Again, it runs from March of one year to March of the next. So it doesn't quite line up with the calendar.
Okay. That doesn't count another 700,000 jobs total for 1.5 million fake jobs. So look, folks, this is what happened. The Democrats came in and they looted. I said, they're going to loot. This is what they do after a coup. Leftists have always done it. They looted. And the way they looted wasn't smashing windows and burning tires the way you used to. They did it by printing money, caused massive inflation. Job market cratered. We were in a recession. And all their friends got rich, funneling the money through the NGOs. And so they had to hide the economic damage that they did. We're now seeing that. Our economy was fake. Our jobs numbers were fake. It was all fake. Now, you can't just in one quarter say, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to tell you no jobs created and the economy was fake. It would be too obvious. They're going to do this to Trump over time, and they're hoping to use his tariffs to cover this up. This is why the Trump people are in a hurry to at least give Wall Street something like, hey, we've established a framework to negotiate with China. Because they don't want to go into the recession that or get credit with the recession for the recession that Joe Biden caused and started. It's been going since at least last year. Text writes, hey, Tara, we've been in a recession since Q2 of 2022. I don't doubt that. Text writes, when do we abolish or restaff the Bureau of Labor Statistics? We need deep accountability with firings and prosecution. Folks, I don't believe the jobs numbers now for Trump. I don't believe any of them. Text writes, hey, Tara, so the Summer of Love 2.0 has begun. Can you feel it? Yes, I can't be more excited. I hope nobody actually gets hurt. And at the rate we're going here, folks, we're going to have ICE agents get hurt. I love this Summer of Love. This is fantastic. Folks, I've been trying to tell you who the Democrats are for years. I mean, who they really are. They are importing these gangs in the hope of merging with them in the way the cartels and politicians in Mexico were merged, where the cartel just kills your opponents. Assassinates them. They love this model. They want to bring it here. They are fighting for these gangsters. They want them released. They want them back on the street. They want more children brought to them. They want money brought to them. They want violence brought to them. They want anyone afraid to run against them, like in Mexico. They want all of it. Can you see it now? Getting violent outside this ICE facility that contained only the most violent criminal illegal immigrants. So these aren't people who are in there because they committed the crime of breaking into our country. These are people who broke into our country and have extensive criminal records. Democrats getting violent fighting for them. Can you imagine if Democrats ever got real power, how these people would rule us? They wouldn't be on the inside of prisons, that's for sure. They'd be out running around where they were under Joe Biden. It's all supposed to look so very organic. And Democrats love to pretend the morons who take to the streets and encourage others to punch people are somehow an organic movement, but of course they're not. 9 times out of 10, someone somewhere is paying them to do it. So what we saw over the weekend was Democrats attempting to get into an ICE facility to advocate for, liberate, I don't know what their plan was. Some of the most violent illegal immigrant criminals in the country. In response to that, in the media coverage of it, where they pretended that these Congress members were assaulted by ICE because ICE are a bunch of Nazis or something, we had a violent anti-Nazi protest in New York City over the weekend. And it was supposed to look like it just broke out. You know, wow, outrage, Trump Hitler has attacked or sent his ICE minions to attack peaceful Congress members simply, you know, protesting outside the facility. And we need to react to that. Well, it turns out it wasn't random, wasn't grassroots, wasn't a bunch of people just so angered by the, you know, dictator that they had to take to the streets. No, it turns out the same people paid for these protests. In fact, it almost looks astroturfed. Like these Democrat Congress members tried to get arrested in order to provide the justification for the violence in what turned out to be pre-planned protest. Folks, they astroturf this stuff all the time. When you break down who organized the protest, Data Republican, who's become famous now for her work with Doge, did over the weekend. Who paid for them? Who brought the vans in containing the anti-Nazi violent marchers? Well, it turns out you did. George Soros did too. First, him. Organized by the Working Family Party. Families Party. They're the ones responsible for the election of Letitia James, among others. A far-left political party associated with 501c4 Working Families. Founded by Dan Cantor, an Acorn veteran. That's because if Acorn's so discredited, they needed a new group. Okay. Who funds them? Open Society Action Fund. Soros, folks. And guess who else? Well, you. So Tides is behind it. Tides Foundation, George Soros, all of those people. Working Families Organization. On top of it, though, there's another group that is federally funded. It's called the Vera Institute of Justice. Yeah, you contribute between $200,000 and $500,000 to that as a taxpayer every year. They helped organize, along with the Soros groups, the violent protest. So this is how it works, folks. This is how the Democrats take your money and they pump it in. So you go after, you start digging into this. She's got a great tweet storm on it, including Hakeem Jeffries, leader of the Democrats in Congress, saying all of this was not organized. It was just a coincidence. If Trump can do this to an elected official in Newark, he'll do it to elected officials in New York. And we need to stop him. He's a dictator. They get violent in the streets, have to be arrested. And again, you paid for it, as did George Soros. It was planned for weeks. Which makes you wonder if the violent break-in into the ICE facility, which was the major thing they were protesting on over the weekend, was also astroturfed. I bet it was. I bet it was. Texter writes, is storming an ICE detention center an insurrection? And the darkest day in American history. Well, you know what? Bill Malusian pointing out over the weekend, they got these Congress members on video doing exactly what the January 6th protesters did, assaults that got them felony convictions and years in prison based only on video evidence. So I'd say, yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.